What if a person's greatest hunger isn't for food, but for the chance to find real hope in God? I'm Bonnie Sela with Reset. Hong Sun lived near the border of North Korea and China. In a place where survival is a daily struggle, a chance encounter in China changed everything. A woman pressed money into her hand, then asked her to do something unusual. Write down the Lord's Prayer, the prayer Jesus taught. When you return home, the woman said, pray these words. God answers prayer. Back home, the money ran out, and so did the food. One desperate night, Hong Sun covered her windows, shut every door, and quietly whispered the words she had written down. Then she added her own. God, I am hungry. Please take care of my rice. The next morning, 2 kilograms of noodles lay outside her door. It felt like an earthquake in my head, she says. She prayed again and again. For a year and a half, provision miraculously came again and again. Hong Sun's story isn't unique. Across North Korea, people are hungry for more than just rice or noodles. Many secretly listen to radios at night, straining to hear even a few words of hope. The radio is our only way to hear about the Bible, one listener shared. The Bible Book of Romans asks, but how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? You can help North Koreans hear and feed their souls today. You can support the creation and broadcast of devotionals just like this one that are going out over the airwaves from a secret location. Give a gift today at guidelines.org.